Welcome to another episode of The Master's Playground. Hi, loves. Chrissy Stereo here. Yes. Happy Thursday. Happy 6 p.m. Wow. Can I just say that, oh my God. You know, I think, all right. Every week I say, oh my God, we're going through it. Oh my God. You know what? I'm starting to think that I am a highly sensitive being in this world. I know I'm not alone. I just, you know, there's some people that are very composed, a little guarded. They don't really show their cards. And I'm like totally, oh my God, I'm going through all of this all the time. Do you feel that subtle shift in the air? And people are like, well, now that you mention it, I'm like, okay, yeah, all right. I digress. Hi, loves. Chrissy Stereo here. And tonight's episode is titled Two Bodies and One Soul.
What?
Yes. Before I get started, I definitely need to tune in. So placing our hands in prayer position in front of our heart chakras. Take a breath in. Exhale. And on the next breath, we'll begin. To another episode of The Master's Playground. So as I mentioned, tonight's episode is called Two Bodies, One Soul. Pretty heavy, huh? Yes. In this episode, we are embracing what it is to not only be divine, but to have divine relationships. Specifically, intimate divine relationship. So we all search for someone special to be in a relationship with. We long for the experience of being in love. Movies and music fill our hearts with unrealistic expectations, setting us up for failure long before the first kiss. Our idea of love is based on fantasy. And our desire for intimacy often leads us to picking a partner who is less than ideal for us. The problem that many face is within. Seeking affirmation of who you are from a mate, with wanting to have someone to complete us, right? And to make us divine. Eager to be loved, some may pretend to be what they are not, all in an effort to impress. Instead of establishing a relationship with their own soul to discover just who it is they were created to be. Each time we are romantic Each time that we are romantically hurt, it leaves a scar on our aura. And with that, our hopeful innocence is lost. We also carry painful memories into a new relationship that will often make us fearful, guarded, secretive, insecure, and not open. And this applies to both sexes. Painful breakups make it hard to move on. Because in an effort to protect you, your negative mind reminds your positive mind of your past. So essentially, it's like dragging that tired old Louis Vuitton, as I like to say, which, by the way, I do not enjoy. I dislike that print, side note. Anyways, I don't get all the rage. I really don't with that luggage. Anyways, so there we are, you know? If one is in a state of seeking their divineness based on an experience of getting into a relationship without first stopping to honor who it is you really are in this world, who it is to bow to the divine teacher within, who it is to bow to infinite source, who it is to truly heal ourselves, then it's just like a monkey. You're grabbing onto one branch and then you're grabbing onto another, all in an effort of looking for that which is within. So how do we avoid this emotional roller coaster? Begin by consciously seeking a partner who has more strength and commitment than charisma. Somebody who is capable of deep honesty and soulfulness. Truly capable, not hiding, not scratching down the secrets in journals, but really being present within themselves and honoring and cherishing and being present with the divine that's being reflected back to you. So, first, you must know how to recognize caliber and spirituality. To do so, you have to drop the flirtatious behavior. It's just the way it is. You really do. Flirting creates holes in a woman's aura and prevents her from being a good judge of character. When she flirts, a woman sacrifices her grace for flattery and attention. When a man flirts, well, he's generally after one thing. And women know that, you know, we just know, right? Why? Because we have 16 more sensories than a man, but that's another episode. So essentially, it's a casual fling without any commitment. Flirting arouses sexual feelings and incites amorous involvement. If you have a flirtatious nature, it is not easy to find a committed partner, as like attracts like. A woman who is sophisticated and solid will attract a partner of caliber. A person looking for a spiritual partner, one that is at a higher frequency, will seek a radiant and graceful woman. At every moment, you have the chance to make conscious choices. Before you act, right? Because it's a jungle out there, man. Before you act, ask yourself one question. Will this add to my grace? Listen for the voice of your soul. It always answers. If you live consciously, you will be content and self-contained. Once you are you, truly your authentic self, without the fear, without, you know, compromising yourself for these temporary benefits in this world. If I sound a little aggro about it, you know, I get the feathers a little ruffled. let me pat them down, you know. But once you are you and you are content, your attraction, your confidence, and your sensory system, as well as your psyche, will do all the work to attract a spiritual partner for you. So, more on that after this song. All right, enjoy the first song, you guys. Much love. Beautiful. Heartbeats. If you guys are not familiar with that song, it's actually a remake by this amazing band called The Knife. They're thebomb.com, right? So Jose Gonzalez did this acoustic version, which really is magical. Very magical. Yes, you are listening to The Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo, and tonight we are embracing our topic, Two Bodies, One Soul. Living a divine life. One that is out of our primal nature. Becoming radiant so that you may attract that frequency. And in turn, literally attract that mirror. Beautiful. It's all about the work. Not brushing things under a carpet. Not convincing ourselves that we've done the work when we know there's more. Yeah. So, the sexual center and sexuality. Sexuality and sensuality are important components of a romantic relationship. Indeed, at its purest level, a sexual relationship involves the interlocking of higher consciousness. It regenerates the body and psyche of both individuals. One gains the energy and confidence to take the initiative that spawns success. The sixth sense is activated and intuition is heightened. In order to reap the benefits of such a relationship, however, it must be regarded as sacred and approached with reverence. In this way, sex becomes a healthy addition to the union, rather than a disruptive act that causes disharmony to both partners and the partnership. Memories of the way we used to be. Thank you. A sexual relationship governed solely by the sexual center is one in which sexuality and sensuality serve as the primal focus. Such a relationship does not include reverence. As a result, jealousy and envy enter and take root. The relationship comes to be ruled by insecurity and an unenlightened desire for the mere exchange of emotions and physicality. With an exclusion of the divine, the relationship disintegrates into a painful tragedy that weakens both partners. It is important to keep in mind, then, that sex should neither be used as the glue that holds a relationship together or the acid that eats it away. Nor should sex be employed as a weapon for vengeance or character assassination. Yeah. You know, a lot of people in their charts invite you to explore your eighth house and see what's in there. Is Uranus in there? Is Mars in there? That means that you have a sexual lesson in this lifetime. So with that, Let's pick it up a little bit, okay? Going back to the theme of tonight, which is two bodies and one soul. Wow, there's so much music. But I think I'm going to pick up the pace a little bit and, shake my shoulders a little bit. So with that, enjoy. We'll be right back. Yes, we needed to fade it out because it's an epic song. Yes, that's Sylvester. Do you want to funk? Yes, I love that song. All right, we are talking about Two Bodies, One Soul. In this episode, we are highlighting what a divine relationship is. It is not going and losing ourselves into the compensation of physical sex. It is all about honoring our authentic self, raising our frequency, our radiance, our alignment to infinite source. And then, as you shift your frequency, that frequency comes. Otherwise, it's like a monkey in the jungle. One partner after the next. How much of a fix can I get out of this? The aura and sex, right? So it's not just the act, you guys, right? It's not just like the, okay, all right, so I've got a new partner, we're hooking it up. Yeah, man, I didn't really do the work, whatever. You know, what happens to your body? I talked about it in another episode called Our Sexual Selves, how I talked about the chakras, our aura, and a variety of other things that happens to us when we are with someone else. Now, mind you, I'm not anti-sex. I'm anti-old paradigm sex. I'm pro-new paradigm. Awakened consciousness. Living our divine self. Yes. So the aura and sex. The aura, as you may or may not know, is your magnetic sensitivity. All of the pain and pleasure you experience is recorded in your aura. Your intuitive sense lies within your auric body and gives you sensitivity to circumstances and people in your immediate environment. The human body can have an aura up to 9 feet, just radiant. A dense aura makes you act inappropriately, while an expansive aura enhances your angelic nature and your health. So the aura plays a significant role in any love relationship. When two engage sexually, there is an automatic exchange of vital fluids. This exchange is recorded in your respective auras. When you have sex with someone, he or she will show in your aura anywhere between 3 years to a lifetime. For men, it's one lunar cycle, 28 days. Incidentally, most train mystics and psychics on the path of light can see this imprint in your energy field. It is extremely important then that you be fully aware when you open your energy field to another. When you begin to get intimately involved with someone, do so with the boundaries of a protective aura and keen self-protective intuition. The bonding must be right. It's not about having sex just for sex or to try someone on. Do they fit? Oh my God, does this look good on me? Yeah, man. amazing. You know, it gets me to thinking that, you know, some people who are stuck in the old paradigm don't even know it. They literally don't even know it. It's kind of radical. Sex without love depletes one's vitality and deranges emotions. Sexual contact with many partners transfers the toxins that are secreted and lodges it deep within tissues. That's why some people look older than they really are. That's one of the reasons. One of the reasons. You know. Women are especially sensitive to the blending of auras. When a woman jumps from one partner to another, blending an aura here and an aura there, her individual aura weakens, and her true identity is lost. She feels the weight of guilt and shame. She may not be aware, but she may feel it. She's also weakened emotionally. So what is a divine relationship? Right? It is one in which two partners desire to achieve a sense of oneness. In a divine relationship, the goal is to merge and to become two bodies and one soul. Merger is the alignment of two electromagnetic fields, so the consciousness, the truth of who they really are, is in harmony. And this may sound mysterious, but the soul is a nugget of truth. So becoming one soul means sharing and living on truth. Divine truth. I'm going to quote Yogi Bhajan here. One never knows the other until they both merge in higher consciousness. And a little discussion on fear. People fear that if they invest in a relationship and become something new, the other person may walk away with a piece of them. They wonder if they will lose their individual identity. The beauty of merger is that you retain your uniqueness and you merge with your partner. Love is a consciousness of living in another being and experiencing yourself. Deep. Yes, deep. All right, so let me go ahead and bust out another song. I invite you to enjoy the magic. The magic of being your authentic, divine self and being in a divine relationship. Enjoy.
Come take my hand. You should.
Yeah, Xanadu was probably one of the best underrated 70s movies that ever existed in this world. Literally, roller skates, buildings that are now abandoned in the Los Angeles area, but had such a great kitschiness back in the day.com. Yes. Magic by Olivia Newton-John. So a final note on Two Bodies and One Soul. Conscious living will bring happiness. By mastering the sexual center, one becomes a beloved figure. We radiate like the sun. Freeing ourselves from enemies and commanding the love of all animals and people. The elements come under our domain. With lustful desire conquered, one's creative energy is redirected and one becomes well-versed in the arts of poetry and reasoned discourse. Yeah. Live in love of God, and all shall be yours. I think that was a good talk. What do you guys think? Yeah, I think it was. Okay, good. All right, so I did move forward with drawing the tarot cards, highlighting the energy that we can anticipate for the coming week. It's a little something that I like to do to give everyone a heads up, man. Like, all right, we're all strapped in. We're on this roller coaster. Let's do this. What's the next turn? And we have the Four of Swords. And with this card, it is highlighting that the only way out is to access the realm of spirit within. This is where healing can occur and transformation can be had of the world in which we dwell. Yes. How do we navigate? Well, we ended up getting the Two of Swords. Yeah. The advice is to allow our intuition to become the guiding force in any forward movement. Time to get psychic, yo. Right. So then I asked a heavy question, as I like to. And I said, what is the gift of the energies that are about to greet us and the navigating that we're about to do? The devil. The Devil card. And here, we are acting on commitment, obligations, and things of long term. It's asking us not to compromise too much. It's also highlighting whatever we resist gives that thing, person, or circumstance more power over us. That's the gift, right? A little bit more. It's highlighting to stop long enough and reevaluate where we have placed our belief in power and what we seek as an outcome. The world around us is what we believe it to be. That is the gift. That is literally, the divine is going to show you one way or the other.
So the advice definitely is to go within.
Go within. My name is Chrissy Sterio, and you are listening to and watching The Master's Playground. Okay, so shifting from to something a little bit more celebration-wise, right? Because this was a heavy topic. First and foremost, I am truly, truly grateful and honored. We started the show, meaning me and Spirit, right? We started the show a year ago in January. 1 year later, we have nearly 8,000 listeners. Aquarian Times. It's amazing. And through the course of this year, oh my God, you know, I've been doing my own healing, my own work. The work that I'm doing behind the scenes, only the closest eyes see what's going on. I'm so grateful. All right, so next week's topic, we're going to be, yeah, let me post it online, actually, because I'm still kind of chewing it over a little bit, but I do want to highlight that we have some guests that are going to be joining us, and I'll start making announcements soon. I also invite you to visit triplegoddesspro.me. I'm going on tour, not only as a psychic, but also as a musician. You know, it's going to get pretty exciting here. I mean, in high school, I don't remember reading touring psychic at the job fair. I don't remember coming across that in the what to do when you grow up options, man. So right on. Oh my God, I'm so amazed with life. Truly. Right on. So I'm going to be at various locations, Northern California, Southern California. And I'm also in the process of finalizing some additional out-of-state locations. So look for more information on that. triplegoddesspro.me under the events tab. And okay, so I'm going to go ahead and close out with pulling one more card. Kind of feeling it. And you know what? I want to say a little thank you to a friend under the hat of authority figure. And if he's listening right now, thank you for being a divine father. Thank you. Even though I kick and scream. Anyways, nobody else knows what I'm talking about, but to that special soul, thank you. All right. All right, so what's going to be the final question here for the evening? What is something else that we should just generally know in our lives, right here, right now, with all of the shifting and healing that the collective consciousness is invited to embrace? Wow. Wow. The Five of Cups. Sacrifice one's own desires. The inevitability of change is had with the passage of time. Release what has gone before us, and as soon as you do, you will find cause to celebrate anew. It's highlighting a really great lesson. We must come to understand what we must come to understand is that what we give to others is
what is returned to us.
Wow. Okay, so I'll end it on that ultra deep tip. I love all of you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to go ahead and just fade out with a song. But before I do, a blessing for everybody. May the long time sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And the pure light within you guide your way on. Sat Nam. I love you guys. I'll see you guys next week. Enjoy this next song.
Love each other,
we are one, 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 we are Hey, Beth.